save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable.
Operators are waiting at 800-925-5048 to take your call now. Call 800-925-5048. That's 800-925-5048. Again, 800-925-5048.
It's time. You betta getta jetta at Findlay True North Volkswagen during the Volkswagen Smile and Drive Days. Visit Findlay True North Volkswagen located in the Northwest at Centennial Hills. They put the value in Volkswagen. Exit US 95 at Ann Road. Head north to Azure Drive.
Las Vegas Aces, the first professional basketball team in Vegas, has started their inaugural season at Mandalay Bay Event Center. Legendary coach Bill Laimbeer is leading the charge. And WNBA's 2018 number one draft pick, Asia Wilson, is taking action. Get your single game tickets now at LasVegasAces.com. Be a part of history and get your tickets today at LasVegasAces.com.
We're here with Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. Now, I know I hate the real treadmill, but what's this debt treadmill I hear about all the time?
Well, a debt treadmill is a trap with a lot of payday loan companies out there, especially some of the online scammers. It basically means you keep paying interest over and over and your principal never goes down.
So my loan would never get paid off in that situation?
Exactly, and it's not a good treadmill to be on. We make sure you pay a little principal with every payment you make at Dollar Loan Center. It's called a fully amortized installment loan. If you pay it off quick, great, major savings. But if you need more time to pay it off, even a year or so, at least you're paid in full at the end because you were chipping away at the principal on every payment.
Like it should be. Thanks, Chuck. Get up to $5,000 in just minutes at Dollar Loan Center. We have over 50 locations and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas.
Right, I got it. Thanks.
D265EZ.
Sports and traffic every 30 minutes.
The sports update brought to you by William Hill, the home of betting. In an interview with GQ, Jacksonville Jaguars cornerback Jalen Ramsey was critical of several NFL QBs, calling out Bills rookie Josh Allen, quote, trash. He also said Matt Ryan of the Falcons was, quote, overrated and a product of his system. Ramsey's currently sitting out on a team-imposed week suspension for conduct detrimental after threatening local media. In Major League Baseball, Seattle Mariners' James Paxton will miss at least one start with a bruise on his left forearm. He left yesterday's game after getting hit on a line drive. Afternoon baseball scoreboard in Detroit. White Sox 6, Tigers 3, end of 6 innings there. Pirates have a 4-2 lead on the Twins of Minnesota. And the Cubbies, they lead the Brewers 2-0 now. Bottom of the third at Wrigley Field, Anthony Rizzo, a home run for Chicago. This sports update brought to you by William Hill, the home of betting. I'm Clay Baker. It's ESPN Las Vegas.
Skyrockets in flight.
Woo!
Afternoon delight.
Whoop.
You guys have it, I think.
Afternoon delight
with Jared Dimes. Jay Dimes, 2.5 days, and we're going to have life without him, and it's never going to be the same. He's free.
Fly, Pelican, fly.
Oh, man. Jared's life's looking up as we speak. Oh, an astonishing video surfaced over on Twitter a couple days ago, and we have it up now at ESPN Las Vegas on Twitter of this humongous wave, stomach-dropping wave. Like, it's the world's largest wave. It was captured by Evan Kerstel, Brazil's Rodrigo Coxa. He sets the record for the biggest wave ever surfed. And brother, I tell you, it's amazing. We're talking like this big Asia wave. You got the white vertical lines, right? It keeps rising up and up and up until you see like a little dwarf, like a red tower and a row of silhouetted onlookers in like the foreground. And then the line appears. It's the wake of the surfer. That's how tiny he is in comparison to the massive amount of wave that is there. And the wave finally rolls over on itself and it breaks towards the shore. But he slashed through that mountain of water. And I tell you what, it's not for the faint of heart, because you just think like, no way is he making that out alive.
This is one of those things I don't even have to worry about overselling.
right? It's like the Grand Canyon. It's like that. Remember that Red Bull jump that that dude from did from space a few years ago? It just make everyone's butthole puckered when you were just like, oh, like throwing up in your mouth. Like, I could. This is the equivalent of that. Like, you watch it. You have to go to Twitter and see this because I'm venturing to guess a good majority of our listeners haven't seen this. And I don't know how much you guys know about big wave surfing. Obviously, you get towed in. It's tow-in surfing. You get towed in by a jet ski. Laird Hamilton kind of brought it to the forefront over a decade ago, this big wave revolution. You've seen Billabong do a competition every year with the big wave payout. But this is on an entirely different level of insanity. Like I casually follow surfing and skating, like snowboarding. I like it. I like what America's done with it. I liked it. It's kind of become a part of our fabric and our story. It's kind of like a rebellious, you know, way of going about your life. So I've always enjoyed that. But this, I've never seen anything like this. Not even close. The visual of this is just, it's on another level. And I'll go a step further. What is it with Brazilians? This Rodrigo Cokes, like, Brazilians are the best at the most dangerous things, like fighting, bull riding, and big wave riding. What guys?
Like, next to Fiji, they cliff jump with the best of them too. Like, they don't care,
good
man.
Good point.
Right? There's just something in their instincts where this is just normal for them. And like, how many times can you say, "Oh, here's an 80-footer. Here's an 80-foot wave. Go at it." Like, there's no manual for this. I mean, even all your experiences, how do you know where to go to conquer that wave exactly? Like, I don't even know.
You don't. I mean, you know. I mean, you listen. You know how to surf, but there's nothing that's going to prepare you for the world's largest wave. I mean, when you look at this, the speed at which he's traveling, and then also the fear factor. Like, when we say a wall of water, this is a fortress. This is a skyscraper of water. If he biffs, if he takes any sort of fall, he's in for, I mean, I don't know enough about surfing really to say this unequivocally, but it feels like a 50-50, you know, outcome.
I do too, and the other outcome is death.
Yeah, exactly. Like, to be chasing by a fortress of water, and he's going extremely fast. We can't actually see just how fast he's going because the camera is pulled out so far to get the full scope of the
wave.
That's
another thing, yeah. Like, they are, like, filming this in like, Beirut or
from
something.
Space.
They are so far away from the action, but you have to be in order to take in the enormity. You can watch it on Twitter, man. It's at ESPN Las Vegas. Brought to you by Interstate Batteries.
I'm Ema McDonald.
And the Nooner continues here with an interesting story that comes right from here in Las Vegas.
I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited. You a downtown guy?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
So we agree. We're both downtown guys. I feel like all of Lotus Broadcasting, we're all downtown guys and gals.
Even Jared's a downtown guy.
Yeah,
when it becomes legal, he'd be downtown.
Oh, yeah. We can't. Yeah.
You can only stare. Yeah. You can't actually purchase anything.
So, yeah. Downtown's getting a bit of a revamp. Actually, a big revamp. I was actually down there. My sister was in town for a wedding this weekend. We took in, you know, they had new people, a couple of first-timers to Vegas. You go down to Fremont, you see the video board.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You hear the Who play or whoever they got going on at a different hour. And, you know, it's always a nice novelty. Well, that novelty is about to get a lot more glitzy and a lot more glamorous. The canopy in downtown on Fremont is undergoing a $32 million renovation. So
amazing.
Yeah, it is. We don't know exactly what is going to happen with this. What we do know is that the changes are expected to quadruple the canopy's resolution. So I'm thinking that's 4K. We're talking like 4K resolution because it's already got like a high resolution as is. It's not like it's a crappy video resolution.
They
it's
already
pretty quality.
Play like live games and stuff on it already, and the resolution is just fine.
Right. So now it's about to get quadruple what it is. So expect that. And they're saying a new feature will also allow visitors to use an app to write personalized messages that will appear on the canopy as well as to vote for the next song or video to be played. The coolest part about all this? Yeah, the coolest part about all this? The upgraded canopy will be unveiled on New Year's Eve 2019.
Oh my God! That is so cool.
It is. So you know, it's $32 million. The resolution's getting upgraded. You're also getting more interaction with the screen and whatever they're going to do with it, and you get the big unveil. It's sounds about just perfect for as far as what they're looking to do.
It really is. And when you think of, like, in the mid '90s when they decided to shut down Fremont Street, build the canopy, it was like a $10 million cost, and it was something that around the country everyone was like, "How do you rebuild your downtown?" Well, look at what Vegas did, and that not every city can do that. That's why there's no other city in the world quite like Las Vegas. And every casino and hotel has to bid in. I mean, they have to pay for the upkeep of the Fremont experience and all that stuff, so it's a shared environment. I love how they're doing that to keep people engaged with it.
Yep.
But at the same time, once that is revealed, that'll probably be coinciding with what Derek Stevens has done at the Las Vegas Club and Glitter Gulch, and that they've raised it, they've blown it up, they've dug it out, and now it's going to be one of the biggest sports books in world history, and probably will be one of the big star attractions here in Las Vegas when that gets built. It all comes together around the same time.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
There's a lot to like, and you really touched on it as far as the communal aspect. Like, I'm not saying I'm not loyal to any, like, I like the D, I like a lot of places down on Fremont. I like the Cal, I like Main Street, I like a lot of places downtown, but I like downtown. I you said it yourself, it's communal. You go from spot to spot, from place to place. So the fact that they all are all in it together and they all do pitch in, it makes it that much better. And as you know, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, hell, when I moved here 10 years ago, I've been coming here since 85, but, you know, since I've actually lived here full time, just in 10 years, the changes that East Fremont has made, in general, it is incredible. Vegas in general, yes, from the Strip and the Knights and the Raiders, everything, but this whole city is changing, and this is just another step in that process.
And 10 years ago, the areas on East Fremont now that have been built up and bringing, thousands of people every week, those were war zones. Yeah. When I moved here 20 years ago, that's where people went missing. They weren't going there to have the good times. I mean, they used to film Cops there. One whole year was there on those corners. Those days are over.
Yep.
But you have to see that in and around Las Vegas, downtown still will always have that. It's beyond a novelty, and it's not cheap to go down there either, but it'll always have like that shared environment and all sorts of cool things to see that the Strip really doesn't have, that you can walk and go do. And I don't know about you, but you talk about bringing your family around there. I have like a little downtown tour
I
like to take, because I've been there so much that I want to show you that inside the Golden Nugget there are actual Golden Nuggets, encased behind glass,
or the $1 million at Binion's.
The $1 million
at Binion's. I like to take my nerd friends down to the toy shop, the down there on Neonopolis.
Yes, I love that place.
Then you got the sports card store around the corner. I love that bar, the Griffin. I loved it when Insert Coin was there, the video game bar.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, there is very much like, okay, we're at downtown, we gotta stop. Oh, late night eats. I love the Chicago bar at Four Queens. Like, there's a million different little spots you can go to.
Cody Dogs.
Yeah, yes. And there's that, and now it's just getting better. We got Naked City Pizza out at El Cortez. I mean, it's just, there's new additions to it seemingly every week, every month, every year. And you talk about, you know, yes, the Strip is changing, Vegas is changing. One thing that's great is, as for as much as downtown is changing, it's still always going to be Las Vegas. No matter how much the Strip changes, no matter what the Raiders do, no matter what the Knights do, if we get a baseball, a basketball team, if the entire city and the Strip changes, if Summerlin changes, the new baseball stadium, the practice squad, whatever comes from the Vegas that we know, the Strip, the West Side, the East Side, the North, and downtown will always be the North and downtown. And there's a lot to be proud about with that, because that's what Las Vegas is, was, and probably will always be for a lot of people.
I agree. And now you keep that identity intact with investing in the future.
Yep.
And you seem like, it's just a canopy. It's just a roof. What does that mean? You know what? Downtown identifies with everyone that lives in Las Vegas. The Strip will always change, but the downtown scene is something for everyone.
Yeah, and the people who come. Like I just mentioned, first-timers came. They were excited by that. Was it, you know, I look up at the video screen. Do I always watch it? No, I mean, but I've been here. I've been seeing it for 20 years. You know what I mean? But it does remind you every time that when new people come in, it still means something to them. And it still means something to me. I don't want to, you know, I'm not deflecting. I'm just saying, I think we forget just how special downtown is and can be.
I'll have to, you know, before this week's over, I'll have to share a ghost story about downtown.
Yes.
It's something to watch out for, an observation along Fremont Street.
That's,
we don't
tease.
Have time for it now.
Yeah, that's a tease.
Maybe we'll do that tomorrow.
Yeah, giveaway.
Oh, it's a Nooner brought to you by Interstate Batteries. The outrageously dependable Interstate Batteries are found each and every day at locations near you. Go online, interstatebatteries.com. We thought you heard all you needed to know about Terrell Owens after the Hall of Fame induction ceremony. He decided to go to UT Chattanooga and spurn everybody for reasons of his own. He just felt like he'd be more comfortable at UT. All right, so on the Rich Eisen Show, on the week of the Hall of Fame induction, Michael Irvin, Cowboys receiver and Hall of Famer himself, joined Rich saying that he didn't like T.O. not being there. Here's a little snippet of that audio.
There's no way T.O. gets this in Tennessee Chattanooga. It's impossible. It's impossible to get this in Tennessee Chattanooga. It's impossible for T.O. to feel what that feels like what we will feel tonight when these guys are walking through a gauntlet of all the guys that you've admired all of your life and looked at all of your life and wanted to mimic all of your life, you're walking through a gauntlet of all of those guys as they welcome you in to this unique fraternity and family. You can't get this in Tennessee Chapel.
So he goes on to say, your decision to hold a speech at UT Chattanooga was selfish, saying you owe your parents something. When you come to the Hall of Fame, you owe people something for their sacrifices. To hear my people say that we don't owe anybody anything, yes, the hell we do, Michael Irvin says. And yes, I wish he was here so he could get what he earned and deserved as a player. That's from the Rich Eisen show. And apparently, Darrell Owens yesterday felt like he had to go search his name on Twitter just to see what people are saying about him. And he stumbled across that little information, that little audio snippet that went on. And he responded in kind. First of all, let me get your thoughts on Terrell Owens snubbing the Canton Hall of Fame. Well, how did that sit with you?
Well, first of all, you know, Michael Irvin says, you know, he can't understand. I think it was in reference to his family and, you know, what you're taking away from them. You know, what Michael Irvin can't understand, what it would be like to be the greatest wide receiver of a generation, potentially of all time, and not get on a first ballot. All right, that's where this whole thing stems from.
Yeah.
Is Terrell Owens was blacklisted from the Hall of Fame on a first ballot, which is ridiculous. It is. It is. If the Hall of Fame is about numbers and output and what you did on the field, and listen, Terrell Owens wasn't Ray Rice. All right, he wasn't, you know, even Ray Lewis, who had a huge controversy early in his career. Right.
Right.
All right. So yes, did he create problems? Did he bitch about his contract? Was he a problem in the locker room at times? Absolutely. Was he arguably the greatest wide receiver of all time? Yes. And was he not in on the first ballot Hall? Yes. So I understand why he was upset, why he didn't speak at the Hall of Fame. It is not up to anyone else but Terrell Owens what he wants to do. You know what I mean? I understand also where Michael Irvin is coming from. Like, I mean, it was a big moment for him. You know, his family, obviously. You see what it meant. You see with Brazil. You saw with the guys who had, you know, had specifically Brazil, how long it had taken him to get in there. 29 times that he had to get up for that and be let down for failure. I understand the honor of, you know, on some level of what going into the Hall of Fame is. But Michael Irvin can't understand the situation that Terrell Owens was being put in. So for him to come out there and say that and then bring his family into it and make it a little personal,
yep.
You know, I'm not going to fault Terrell at all for what, you know, what he said and what you're about to let everyone know about.
So Terrell Owens responds in kind, saying Rich, as in Rich Eisen.
This is
yesterday. Yeah. Always first name basis.
Yeah, right.
He sounds ridiculous, and I don't owe anybody anything, referring to Michael Irvin. Must be the side/after effects of drug use. I'm going to leave it all at that.
Okay.
Definitely won't be any hugging going on. Hashtag go Mokes. Oh, Terrell Owens is one of those dudes that you hang out with, and like when everyone's on like a little beef, and he just takes it to 11.
I get it.
And he just goes
First of all, Michael Irvin made it personal, brought his family into
yeah,
it.
Yep, yep.
So Terrell Owens went, like you said, 0 to 100. And I get that. Terrell Owens was minding his own business, essentially. Now, I know he's pretty active on Twitter, and I wouldn't say that, you know, staying in the shadows is Terrell Owens' like strong point. But in this instance, you know what I mean? He didn't ask for this. I think there's been, you know, talk about what he wanted with the Tennessee Chattanooga thing. Like, was it to make it all about him? I don't think Terrell Owens had any delusions of grandeur thinking that, hey, you know, there's going to be a huge TV output and people are going to pay all this attention to what I'm doing at Chattanooga. I think he just wanted to stick it to the Hall of Fame in any way he could, which was saying, you're not going to get my name. You're not going to get my speech. You're not going to get my time. You're not going to get anything from me. There's not going to be any video packages talking about me. I'm going to make this statement and history will determine who was right and who was wrong.
And that's the truth. And that's how Terrell Owens is going to play it.
Good for
and
him.
Just when you thought that it was all over. Like, after you get enshrined in the Hall of Fame, you'd think you'd have like a month where you don't care about anything. It's just some sort of glory. It lasted like 10 days with Terrell Owens.
Yep.
That's all you get.
It's perfect.
Oh, it's Ryan. I'm Clay. Jared Diamond's here as well. When we come back, we'll get into more on the NFL as well as the NBA. And we'll go through news and notes at 12:30 and 1 o'clock. Mick Akers from Las Vegas Sun will join us. And go on Twitter at ESPN Las Vegas. We got a poll question up. What grade would you give Hard Knocks so far this season? A, B, C, or D? We'll tell you the votes coming up next as we give in to more of the lunacy in Cleveland, as well as an interesting story on what Dwight Howard from the Wizards aspires to be. Back after this.
to sound cosmic.
Brought to you by Finley Kia. We have serious problems on the new I-11 going from Boulder Dam or Boulder City into Arizona. That's now closed. Police activity at the Hoover Dam, both north and southbound I-11 is shut down. Use Route 93 instead. We also have an injury crash on the surface streets. That is Penwood at Sahara. And we also have an accident on Boulder Highway near Desert Inn. Traffic brought to you by Finley Kia. Come see a Kia today. Finley Kia, that's on Sahara, just west of Decatur.
The best time to see a Kia is during Kia America's Best Value Summer Clearance, going on now at Findlay Kia. Come in and enjoy our great selection, great prices, and no-hassle sales experience. Come see a Kia. Findlay Kia, on Sahara, just west of Decatur. Findlay Kia.
Hey everyone, Ed Graney from the Press Box here. Yeah, I know it was inevitable most would overreact to Baker Mayfield's debut as an NFL player. Happens all the time with rookies. Well, do you know what is not an overreaction? The true greatness of MyPillow. Just go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code PRESSBOX, or call 1-800-948-1192. And get this, folks, for just about the price of one MyPillow, you can now get four pillows. I said four! No more stirring at 3 a.m. to flip your pillow. No reshaping, no tossing and turning. MyPillow will change your life forever. It has definitely changed mine. Head to MyPillow.com right now, click on the four-pack special, and enter promo code PRESSBOX or call 1-800-948-1192. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows for half off. You can't beat this deal. It comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. I said 10 years and 60 days. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the four-pack special and enter promo code PRESSBOX for that discount you want and need. Call 1-800-948-1192. Sleep better, everyone.
Bernice was in deep trouble with the IRS.
I owed $25,000 to the IRS. How am I ever going to work this out?
She called Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm.
They always took the time to make sure that I understood everything 100%. It was like the easiest thing to do.
A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, Optima has resolved over $500 million for their clients. Bernice was very happy.
No more being afraid to go to the mail. No more being afraid to answer the phone. No further collection, no liens, no levies. Now I don't have to worry at all.
The bottom line for Bernice?
I'm now debt-free. What more proof do you need that Optima Tax Relief actually works?
For tax help you can trust, call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation.
Optima Tax Relief actually delivers what they say they'll deliver. They went above and beyond.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This season, get in the game with the William Hill Pro Pick'em Football Contest. Just pick the winning teams, no point spreads, and take home your share of $300,000 in cash prizes. For a $25 entry fee, less than $2 a week, you'll be picking for your share of $10,000 in weekly prizes. Back for 2018, get to 200 season wins and stake your claim to a $100,000 cash bonus. Register today as Week 1 picks must be in by kickoff on Sunday, September 9th. For more details, go to williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
Looking for a fresh, hot, delicious dinner the whole family will enjoy without a strain on the wallet? You want the taste of Napoli's pizza. Try the spaghetti and meatballs, garlic bread with a 2-liter soda for $19.99. So the family is the size of a team? No problem. Order two 18-inch pizzas, two toppings each, 40 wings plus two 2-liter sodas for $68.99. No cardboard crust, cheap meats and cheeses. Only the freshest meats and produce. Napoli's, the original home of the 30-inch pizza. Three locations, Vegas, Henderson, and North Las Vegas.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-600-5451. That's 1-800-600-5451. 1-800-600-5451.
Over the past
past few years, One Nevada has saved locals over $10 million in auto loan interest. If you have a high-rate auto loan, we may be able to lower your payment, shorten your term, or both. Apply online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents, federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Palace Station is all new and ready to show you their new expansion and renovations on Saturday, September 1st. To celebrate, Palace Station presents Rockfest, a free concert featuring Mirage, a tribute to Fleetwood Mac, Pyromania, a tribute to Def Leppard, and Trinity's tribute to Styx, Journey, and Foreigner. A spectacular fireworks show caps off the night. The concert and fireworks are totally free. Doors open at 5. It's a new day at Palace Station. Don't miss Rockfest on Saturday, September 1st.
We're here with Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. Now, I know I hate the real treadmill, but what's this debt treadmill I hear about all the time?
Well, a debt treadmill is a trap with a lot of payday loan companies out there, especially some of the online scammers. It basically means you keep paying interest over and over and your principal never goes down.
So my loan would never get paid off in that situation?
Exactly, and it's not a good treadmill to be on. We make sure you pay a little principal with every payment you make at Dollar Loan Center. It's called a fully amortized installment loan. If you pay it off quick, great, major savings. But if you need more time to pay it off, even a year or so, at least you're paid in full at the end because you were chipping away at the principal on every payment.
Like it should be. Thanks, Chuck. Get up to $5,000 in just minutes at Dollar Loan Center. We have over 50 locations and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Do you have type 1 or type 2 diabetes? Is your stomach full after just a few bites? Are you overwhelmed by nausea, vomiting, and abdominal pain? You may be suffering from diabetic gastroparesis. Doctors are looking for volunteers for an important research study evaluating an investigational drug for these symptoms. Go to mystomachstudy.com to see if you qualify. You must be at least 18 years old, have type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and have experienced some or all of these symptoms for at least 3 months. Study-related drugs, doctor visits, and tests will be provided to you at no cost. Compensation for time and travel may be available for qualified participants. For more information and to see if you qualify, call 702-745-5723 or visit mystomachstudy.com. That's 702-745-5723 or visit mystomachstudy.com. Call today 702-745-5723. mystomachstudy.com.
It's the Press Box on ESPN 1100 and 100.9 FM.
Ryan McKinnell and I are here with our button-down shirts. Very snazzy today.
Very proper.
Very proper. Very unradio-like here on the Press Box inside the Finley Toyota Studios. In a few minutes, we'll go over NFL news and notes, update you on the Ben Roethlisberger concussion, as well as what Jalen Ramsey said. Let's go back real quick. Go on to the poll question at ESPN Las Vegas on Twitter, and we'll rate your grades on what you give a grade for Hard Knocks so far this season. An A for excellent, B for above average, C for crap, and D for, come on, it's just the Browns. And not so fast. I think what we saw yesterday, though, was interesting. And one of them was the emerging story of Dez Bryant coming into this fold. All right, he's visiting tomorrow, right, into Cleveland. And I don't think this is a good move. Yep. I just feel like in the bottom of my heart that Dez Bryant coming into this situation in Cleveland is toxic in a way that he is not going to like his role, because it seems as though the de facto number one, Jarvis Landry, Josh Gordon's your number two. You think Dez Bryant wants to be an occasional number three?
Well, we saw how well Callaway played in that preseason game, even after playing the entire game.
It was so great.
He still
get back
caught
out there.
Yeah, he still caught that late touchdown, and Haley had went over and spoke to Jarvis Landry. He's like, hey, I want you to take this kid under your wing. Like, you think you could do that? You think you could mentor him? He goes, Larry would, Fitzgerald would. And Jarvis seemed open to that. So yeah, they've got two pretty really good receivers and one that might be pretty really good. And I get what you're saying about Dez Bryant, but I want to hear from Dez first, right? Like, I don't know where he's at. I don't know what his expectations will be. He's older. I would hope that reality struck him a little bit, that he's more kind of aware of what his place probably in the NFL is. But as far as like being a disruptor or a locker room poison or anything like that, I know you didn't say that, but I think a lot of people are maybe thinking that, like, hey, you know, like, what are you getting when you interject a Dez Bryant into your locker room, right? Everything that I've seen, right, from Dez Bryant, everything that former teammates have said, anybody really, is glowing. He's a passionate dude. They, you know, a lot of wide receivers are.
Yep.
They want the ball. You know, they're passionate about that. But they all seem to genuinely like him. So I don't know. Like, it really depends on, like you said, the role he's willing to accept and where he's at professionally in his life. I'm hoping that he's more realistic about what his expectations would be.
2 days after episode one of Hard Knocks aired, you know, last week, that was when you heard Jarvis Landry calling out the wide receiver core film session.
That was great.
Saying, like, stuff like that's not going to work here anymore, and you better be seriously injured if you're just standing on the side of the sidelines and not coming in.
Yeah, he said weakness doesn't live here anymore.
And your hamstring better be falling off that bone.
I really like that. You know, a first-year guy coming over from Miami and just coming in. I mean, it speaks, I think, volumes about what the people think of the Cleveland Browns. Like, when you just go into a new team and it's like, yo, this organization is terrible. This is why you've been terrible. There's no heart, and that's about to change. And you got to love that.
You got to love that. And I think in the same regard, you got to love what Ty Taylor did. Tyrod Taylor.
To God
Taylor. it all sounds good to me, but what he's done is really special. And I feel like Hugh Jackson should have employed this idea a long time ago. Tell him what Taylor's got on mind for keeping everyone accountable.
Well, Tyrod Taylor keeping everyone accountable?
He's going to have
or Hugh Jackson.
Well, Ty's going to have the rolling cameras watching players
on the
sidelines. Yeah. To watch out for lollygagging and horseplay.
Yeah, and you actually saw that. You saw that in episode two last night where he tells Hugh, he's like, yo, do this. He's like, just pull up that video, show them, they'll see it, and you won't have the problem. And, you know, Hugh Jackson, listen, we're only two episodes in. I can't say he's coming off particularly looking very well. You saw it with the Corey Coleman situation, where Coleman comes into the office and he's like, well, I don't know, did you talk to Haley? It's like, no, dude, you're the head coach. Like, I'm talking to you.
But he keeps stopping.
He keeps deflecting, and then he had that meeting where Haley showed his discontent with, like, yo, I mean, are we going to have people practice? And Hugh was basically like, well, you don't know what it's like to lose players in preseason. And Haley was like, okay. Like, what? There does seem to be some discontent there, but I love what I'm seeing. And you talk about, we were talking about Landry, right? I love what I'm seeing from first year players. Taylor, this film thing that he was talking about, the fact that these guys are coming in, not only are they wanting to change the culture, they're willing to change the culture. And you know why that is? They're natural born leaders. Now I'm going to take back last night's episode was a highlight of basically the first actual preseason game, right? So it takes you inside the locker room. You get to see the game that Tyrod had. You get to see the game that Baker had and all the things that came from that game. But the real thing for me that you got to see beforehand was inside the locker room. And they're doing we're about to go out. We're about to hit the tunnel. Everyone in that locker room is wide-eyed and terrified. You just see frame, wide-eyed, deep breathing, veins popping out in the neck. And then it cuts to Tyrod Taylor, and he's just in his locker room, and he turns to somebody. He's calm as can be. He flashes the coolest grin, and it just really highlighted for me. And maybe I'm looking too much into it. I fully recognize that.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. So just to see him. So and then you juxtapose it to what he actually did on the field, going 5 for 5 for essentially 100 yards and a touchdown.
That was awesome.
And
no huddle.
Yes, and I'm so glad you said that, because you saw it last night. It seemed like, or you saw it in the episode last night, that Haley was concerned with it, Hugh was on board with it, that up-tempo two-minute offense, and then you see it after they score the touchdown, Hugh Jackson goes up to Tyrod Taylor, and Tyrod is like, man, I love that. I love that two-minute setup. Like, that's my home. That's where I feel most comfortable. I mean, if you're a Cleveland Browns fan, you've got to feel good about that, because it seems like, for the most part, this team is clicking on all cylinders, and I know they're a terrible team. I know we shouldn't be saying this about the Cleveland Browns, but I think there is a lot to be excited about. There's a lot to be concerned about as well. There's some Mickey Mouse stuff going on, and I wonder about leadership, but I wonder about leadership on the sideline, not about on the field. If they can just keep it halfway together on the sideline, I think these players are going to be able to do something. I mean, I'm not saying playoffs, but they got a squad.
They have something that is that's worthwhile watching, and we've been watching it on Hard Knocks. You can go up on Twitter and vote what you think so far. What grade would you give this season's Hard Knocks so far, A, B, C, or D?
Where are we at?
We're at 40% for B, for above average. 19%, A for excellent.
Okay.
But I got to tell you, There's 41% that feels C for crap or D, come on, it's the Browns. All right, so it's 50-50. Not everyone's buying in.
I wonder how many people are actually watching that, or if they're just... I always wonder that. I hope you're actually watching and you're forming those opinions, just not off that it's the Browns, because I got to be honest, I haven't been a fan of Hard Knocks for the last... I thought Miami was super weak. I thought L.A. was pretty weak.
Yeah, it was laughable. In fact, yeah. I was thinking, like, throw the whole damn thing out.
Kinda,
no one's watching this garbage.
Kinda. But, you know, you look at 17 years this has been going on, it is kind of an institution, and I liken it to other series that have been going on for a long time. It really doesn't matter what it is. Just Staples Survivor, and I don't watch it, but I think about The Ultimate Fighter and Mixed Martial Arts, a reality show. You know, they're such an institution, and they're so large, and they're so successful that they can afford to have down years because it's a brand. It's something you... And in Hard Knocks' case, it's a brand that set the bar, right? Like 24/7, if you're talking about, you know, Canelo and Floyd and boxing, all that stuff.
Standards.
Exactly. It didn't exist before Hard Knocks. Hard Knocks completely made this format. The 24-hour quick turnaround format, Hard Knocks is responsible for it all.
So, we didn't even get into the Greg Williams stuff yet. We'll do that later, though.
Good Lord, what a gem that man is.
And we'll also get into, coming up next, some NFL news and notes and why Browns fans today on Cleveland's 92.3 The Fan were talking about opening up the beer coolers on week one. Why? Because that's when the Browns face the Steelers. We'll tell you more after this.
Sports and traffic every 30 minutes.
Your sports update is brought to you by Diamondback Land Surveying. The University of Maryland has accepted the legal and moral responsibility for football player Jordan McNair's death. Yesterday, the school announced that they had parted ways with strength coach Rick Court. Another investigation will examine head coach DJ Durkin and his staff. Here's what UMD's president, Dr. Lowe, had to say.
Based upon what we know at this time, even though the final report is not completed, I said to the family, the university owes you an apology. You entrusted Jordan to our care, and he is never returning home again.
Afternoon baseball is underway in Detroit as the White Sox lead the Tigers 6-3 in the top of the ninth. In Minnesota, the Pirates lead the Twins 4-3 in the bottom of the sixth. In Chicago, the Cubs lead the Brewers 6-2 in the bottom of the fourth. And in Oakland, the Mariners and A's are set to get underway in a few minutes. Your sports update was brought to you by Diamondback Land Surveying. I'm Jared Diamond on ESPN Las Vegas.
You're back in the press box with Clay Baker and Ed Graney. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at ESPN Las Vegas and call the show 702-364-1100.
And often a cruel one.
Every time you lose, you die a little bit. You die inside, a portion of you. Not all of your organs, maybe just your liver.
Pain is inevitable.
They're killing me, Whitey, they're killing me.
There was only the painful face of failure.
Okay, fellas, hey fellas, this is what you work all off season for. This is why you lift all them weights. This is why you do all that.
There was a fighting heart under the ribs of defeat.
Never give up, baby, never give up.
Never give up. There's a gleam, boys. There's a gleam. It's football as we head into preseason week two. Let's go through some news and notes in and around the NFL, and it starts in Steel City. As we alluded to, that a lot of Cleveland Browns fans were very, very excited today. They were calling up 92.3, the Fan, saying, you know what, we're going to beat the Steelers in week one. You could just feel it. And all this comes off the heels of a concussion from Ben Roethlisberger. That kind of came out of nowhere.
It did.
And again,
practice?
Practice?
Practice? Like, you watch Hard Knocks last night, or any Hard Knocks for the last 17 years. When a quarterback gets grazed, when a light breeze touches a quarterback during practice, all hell breaks loose. They don't touch the quarterback!
Stay away!
Yeah, yet Big Ben, the most important quarterback... I'm not going to say on the East Coast, but one of the most important quarterbacks on the East Coast, one of the most important quarterbacks of his generation, catches a concussion?
I mean, seriously, a hit in practice,
dude,
has to be evaluated by team doctors, as the Post-Gazette in Pittsburgh said teammates huddled in concern as Big Ben fell to the turf. And right tackle Marcus Gilbert said Roethlisberger was rolling to the right side on a goal line play, ran into Gilbert and linebacker Keon Adams. He got up on his own accord, talked with teammates, who eventually had to walk him out of the stadium. He appeared to leave the premises in a car. Hey, man, This is the last thing they need.
Is Keon Adams still on the team? At last check, did anyone check on Keon? Like, he ran into Keon. No, Keon ran into him. And Keon should have been running in any other direction other than the quarterback. Listen, I don't, like, I know people have to practice. I do. We were actually talking about this yesterday in light of the Maryland situation. But, you know, like, Bo Jackson didn't practice. He hated it. He knew how good he was. He knew what he needed to do. He didn't see the point in going out there and risking injury and taking extra reps and wearing himself down. I mean, on some level, like I said, I understand you have to practice, but Big Ben Roethlisberger should not be out there taking concussions in no way, shape, or form. I question how much that dude actually needs to practice and how much he actually needs to run through. I understand you need to have chemistry. You need to get on the same page with your team. I fully understand that, but, you know, what's the red shirt? Don't touch the red shirt or whatever jersey they wear when they're out there. You're going to need to put some armor on these guys, especially the likes of Big Ben. You know, he's too old to be taking concussions, and the Steelers really, really need him. And as far as the Browns fans going, thinking that they're going to get a win in week one, listen, and see, this is why you're getting those D's, those C's and the D's on our poll, because people don't even care. Like, stop talking about Cleveland. They're Cleveland. The show can't be good because they're terrible. And now the fans are so hyped up because you got Tyrod. And listen, I like Tyrod. You've been listening to the show. I like Tyrod. I like Baker. I like the Browns. They're not beating the Steelers. In fact, when you look at, and you mentioned the beer, the free beer, the Bud Light's putting out with these unlockable coolers.
Break open the kegs. Break open those cases. Right. They'll be charged by Wi-Fi if and when the Browns win.
Right. Well, that's the big key, right? Let's look at the first 4 weeks, okay, for the Cleveland Browns. You got the Steelers, the Saints, the Jets, and the Raiders. Now, I suppose you can look at the Jets and lick your chops a little bit, but I wouldn't. You know, the Jets are a pretty solid squad, and we don't know Darnold. I mean, you're talking about rookie quarterbacks. Yeah. From what I've seen this year, I am supremely impressed by the rookie crop of quarterbacks that have come up. And Darnold's getting a ton of press, and by all accounts, is looking very well in practice. We'll get to that in a little bit. But yeah, man, Steelers, Saints, Jets, and Raiders. There's a real possibility that the Cleveland Browns start 0-4. And if that happens, we've got another thing we were talking about yesterday, Hugh Jackson's out of a job. If they start 0-4, right, he's gone.
Like, there's no more laughing about it. Right. Just forget it. We have Todd Haley here. He'll take over in the
interim.
Absolutely.
Intro. Probably should anyway.
And, I mean, the Steelers have won 6 straight on the Browns. They're probably like 18 of the last 20. Yeah. You know, it's just sad and getting worse. And Mason Rudolph, drafted last in the draft from Oklahoma State, he talks about the injury himself.
Yeah, he got knocked pretty good today, but, you know, obviously wish him the best. I think he is fine. I think they might have checked him out for concussion, maybe protocol, but I think hopefully it'll be okay.
Mason, you better be ready.
Yeah, but he got taken away in a car.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, yeah.
There's people screaming in the background, crying. I mean, dude, there's more weight on your shoulders than ever before, Mason, and that's nice that you have nice thoughts. Jalen Ramsey, Jaguars cornerback, also has nice thoughts on just about everybody, as his interview appeared today in GQ, the magazine. He talked about Ben Roethlisberger. One of the quotes was, "He has a strong arm, but he ain't all that." You know, and that's just let you further know of how this is going to go as we talk about Jalen Ramsey's interview, that he says anything he wanted to about everyone they asked him, and I just love him for it.
See, I'm actually kind of disappointed to hear. I had thought this was an interview given today. I didn't know it was a GQ interview, that it was already been conducted, because I so wanted to believe it was him just making up for Josh Norman being super positive earlier this week, like in light of Sam Darnold.
Oh, we got those comments too.
Yeah. But that was kind of my feeling. I was really hoping he was just, you know, he was coming out and Ramsey was, you know, equaling out the balance in the world. We know how, like, DBs like to stick together, and I envision Ramsey sitting and just being like, whoa. Way too many nice things being said about quarterbacks out here. I'm going to come out here and set the record straight. Come to find out, it had already been said, but no, not surprising. Jalen Ramsey's a psychopath. In terms of competition, the man's incredibly competitive. We've seen that all offseason, and another example of it today. Good for you, Jalen Ramsey. No love here.
Yeah. And as we know Jalen to be, you know, aggressive, and yeah, also to be superlative at his job. He is awesome. He's a shutdown corner, and he just attacks the field, and is really strong against the run. He's just all around perfect. Mm-hmm. But so GQ does the interview. Read it all if you get a chance. It's rather enjoyable. We'll do a couple of little snippets from it about Josh Allen, Buffalo Bills quarterback. I think Allen is trash.
Agreed.
And I don't care what nobody's saying. He's trash. And I'm going to show it too. That's a stupid draft pick to me. We play them this year, and I'm excited as hell. And I hope he's their starting quarterback. He played at Wyoming, and every time they played a big school, like they played at Iowa State, which is not a big school in my opinion, because I went to Florida State, but he threw 5 interceptions, and they lost by a couple touchdowns. He never beat a big school. He's trash. Big arm, supposedly. I don't see it personally. I love you for that, Jalen. Thank you.
Okay, I feel like we need to have him on the show. He's extremely well concise, well researched, very matter of factly. He's trash. Here's why he's trash. I'm right. You're wrong. Shut up. Like, well, way to go, Jalen Ramsey. Tip of the hat to you, sir. Man,
that is so good. And then calling Matt Ryan overrated. Not much of a reach. He sees a lot of Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
They cross paths. But Baker Mayfield. The stuff he said on Baker was good. If all those teams were wanting Mayfield so bad, he compares better with Lamar Jackson. And he goes on to say that, I understand Baker going number one, but if all the other people were competing and wanted Baker too, then why wasn't Lamar Jackson the second quarterback chosen instead of at the end of the first round? He's got a good point there. Because there's one thing, if you're confident, you're out of the pocket, you throw on the run, big plays, so does Lamar Jackson. He does all that too.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the winning pedigree, I think that had something to do with it. And, yeah, I think there's an accuracy issue with Lamar that maybe turned some people off. But, yeah, Jalen's got his opinions. I'm not going to argue with the man. I'm not going to say I wish he was on the show. Maybe I don't. I'd just be like, no. He's like you said, he's seen a lot of these guys. He knows. And I understand why he would feel that way. I think Lamar did a little dirty. The Lamar going after Josh Allen didn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but I guess time will tell.
Time will tell as we're here on the press box. It's Ryan McKillop. I'm Clay Baker. Let's go back to the Jets. And what they're doing with Sam Darnold is pretty much anointing him as the savior, mm-hmm. and that he's been taking the bulk of majority of first-team reps this week, as most of it last week. But when you start hearing, media say something positive, that's one thing. But when you have, one of the more aggressive, defensive, shutdown corners in the league that's not named Jalen Ramsey come out in your defense, that's really strange. We have a piece of audio here about Josh Norman. How would you describe Josh Norman as far as, a dude that's just got his own character and is, really, really gracious to everybody, right?
Yeah, no, the exact opposite. When I heard about this, I was Josh Norman? I did a double take. I was like, Cam Newton, Josh Norman? Josh Norman, Josh Norman?
Beckham, Josh Norman?
The Josh Norman I've come to know over the last few years? I got to do a double take. Go to the Wikipedia, check the face, do facial recognition, look for birthmarks and moles to make sure it's not a body double.
Sure, right.
I
examine bite marks, too, because the dental records are strong.
Of course, Clay. Go the serial killer route.
Always. It got Ted Bundy in Florida.
Simpatico.
But Josh Norman, though, is not a guy that ever says anything nice, not even about his own teammates.
Never. He is. I will call Jalen Ramsey Josh Norman 2.0. Yeah, Jalen Ramsey is what Josh Norman was 5 years ago, 4 years ago.
Oh, my God.
And apparently, I don't know, old age has gotten to Josh. He's softening.
He's softening as he had nothing but praise for the Jets quarterback.
Gross.
Really, this is not safe for work, but we're going to play it.
See him make these throws. I'm like, all right, it's not so much of a college-level throw. This little kid is not making mistakes. And he's like, he's really accurate. It's kind of like, dang. You know, you get rookies in here and you're trying to mess with them and bait them a little bit and thinking that he's going to throw a route that you can make a play on, and he's not having it. And it's so crazy to see that at an early age.
Gross.
Oh, man, that's not what I want to hear from dudes Josh Norman.
And I'm positive. I feel like I'm a generally positive sports fan to make people roll their eyes and kind of be like, oh, dude, you're too much. Stop. So this is this makes me throw up in my mouth. This is disgusting. First of all, it's Josh Norman, which makes me question what I've known about not only him but the NFL my entire fandom of 35 years. I don't know what this is about. I don't know. I think we need to get someone to check on Josh. You know what I mean? Check his mental stability.
Yes.
I don't want to make light of that, but this seems like a gigantic shift in personality. Are we dealing with split personality disorder here? I don't want to armchair psychiatry here. Whatever.
Or both.
Sure. Both make a new profession.
You're still thinking about the bite marks, the bite mark analysis.
Yeah, threw me off. It took me for a loop. I couldn't believe he said it. I wonder how his teammates feel. I wonder how his coaches feel. And he did this about a rookie? A rookie? A rookie? Also, a rookie from USC. Gross. Gross.
Mr. Hollywood.
Yes.
You're supposed to like...
He's got the chin and the blonde hair and...
Can't we do anything right? Like, you know what I mean?
Matt Barkley had a kid with Matt Leinart, mediocrity. Like, yeah,
I know, they got their hairline just like 2 inches above the eyebrows.
Well, that's ridiculous. I think you're getting to the root of my jealousy.
I am too, because these guys got great hair and they're both fed up.
They always do. There's no bald USC quarterbacks. Seriously.
Even Pete Carroll at age 65
they all got
had great
hair. This is... Damn it.
You know, it remains to be seen what kind of lineage of USC quarterback. You know, Carson Palmer starting to thin out a little bit, but you know, 20 years ago, he was a man about town.
I hope he fails.
So that was Josh Norman on Sam Darnold. As the Redskins and Jets are doing joint practices, they face each other tomorrow in preseason week number 2. But this wasn't the only story that came out. It was Terrell Pryor kind of like explaining to the media members earlier in the week of all the injuries he had in the offseason and why he chose to have surgery on this and that. And that got Todd Bowles very upset with the Jets. Please don't release any information. It's not good for the team.
Nah.
All right, so you're kind of on the wrong foot there with Coach. But he got into this little squabble yesterday that kind of like bowled over into DJ Swearinger, kind of like going back and forth with him. There was a little scuffle. And what did Swearinger do? He went over to him, to Terrell Pryor, and did a fake punch. You know, like the little flinch punch?
Yeah, like Matt like Matt Barnes did with the ball to Kobe.
Yes. Like, and Kobe didn't fall for that, though.
No. There was no flinching on Kobe's part.
Well, oh, my God.
Wish we could say the same in this situation.
Here's Swearinger yesterday on TP.
He just locked him up.
You have a bit of a message for him after that. Let's talk that.
Spartan, because, you know what I'm saying, he started the talking on the little interview that he had, just let him know that he didn't get the respect to go against a corner in one-on-ones. He went against safeties 3 days in a row. I got him one day, Shay's got him one day, and Monte got him one day. So we didn't give him the respect to get a cornerback. We gave him safeties to go against, and we locked him up.
Oh, is that what better way to go and trash and vaporize a wide receiver's self-esteem than to say, we didn't have corners. We wouldn't waste corners on you. We had safeties. We had safeties working on you. Old-ass, slow safeties.
Well, you got the audio bite, and you also got the video bite, and we talk about him faking the punch. The reaction from that feign was just, it is one of the worst pieces of video. If that was attached to my brand in my life, I would hide out for like 6 months and pray to God someone forgot about it. It wasn't even a flinch. He turned his back to the fake punch. Like, he flinches in such a way that he's no longer facing him after he does it. Like, wow.
Oh,
wow.
Man, I've never seen a guy in pads and helmet.
That's nothing. You got a helmet on.
Flinch.
What are you flinching at? You got a helmet on.
You're bigger than the dude, and you still flinch, and you got all this protection on.
I would lean into it. I would always be aware, and this always cracks me up when people get struck. There was another fight today. I can't remember who it was. It was in training camp, but again, punches. It was with Hopkins and someone else, DeAndre of Houston. It was a joint practice, and they got in a scrap. But again, punches were thrown when people were wearing helmets. I for the life of me, I can't understand. I'd like to think they're just in the moment, and things are just so heated that they just want to land a punch so bad that they just swing and they forget that they're wearing a helmet. But I'm saying, if I'm the dude wearing a helmet, I'm not forgetting what I'm wearing. I'm leaning into that punch, and I'm going to break your hand. I'll get it closer to you.
Right. I'm doing something nasty.
Right.
I'm gonna find a way just to like cover up and shell use the cranium of my helmet.
Yeah. Just bring the helmet to the fist. Make the impact that much more bountiful.
And Swearinger knew. He knew that he was gutless. He knew that he
clearly,
would flinch. I just really love the fact that how you got Josh Norman praising Sam Darnold's like abilities and like he's not any normal rookie, but then they just go trash Terrell Pryor.
Yep.
They just go and make him so irrelevant. I just love that, man. That's so good. We will leave this rookie alone, but we are all over you, old man. I think Pryor's wishing he was back in Cleveland, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, yeah. Especially after that video.
Oh, this is so good.
Wouldn't blame him.
Ryan McKinnell's here with you. Follow him on Twitter at Ryan McKinnell. Big Max on Fight Nation 93 Sirius XM. Go online to our poll question at ESPN Las Vegas on Twitter. What grade would you give Hard Knocks so far this season? In the first hour, we talked with Ralph Michaels, did a preview of the Notre Dame's year as well as the MAC. And we also are going to talk with Mick Akers coming up next at 1 o'clock from the Las Vegas Sun. We'll talk about the change in power at the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority as well as the Raiders in Reno. What? We'll talk about that coming up next.
The sound cosmic.
Take a look at traffic brought to you by Finley Kia. We still have that road closure on I-11, both north and southbound, as crews are on the scene. Police activity at the Hoover Dam has closed it. Use Route 93 in the interim. Watch out for the other accidents, though. There's an injury crash on Sunset at Eastern. We also have an accident on Hollywood at Stewart.
The best time to see a Kia is during Kia America's Best Value Summer Clearance. Going on now at Findlay Kia. Come in and enjoy our great selection, great prices, and no-hassle sales experience. Come see a Kia. Findlay Kia. On Sahara, just west of Decatur. Findlay Kia.
Yes, Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Keeping you cool in the summer, warm in the winter, and available anytime your plumbing won't go with the flow. Schedule your air conditioning or plumbing checkup. 888-4937. 888-4937. Go to theyesmancan.com. License 7233 and 71246.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-925-5048 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-925-5048 to take your call now. Call 800-925-5048. That's 800-925-5048. Again, 800-925-5048.
Next to your mortgage, your electric bill can be your largest bill. Going solar now means a 30% tax credit that will be going away soon, an NV Energy incentive, and up to 100% off your energy usage for years. With Universal Solar Direct, get zero out of pocket, zero down, and zero interest on approved credit. Call now for your free energy consultation. 702-487-6900.
Universal Solar Direct. Pay less for your electric.
Call 702-487-6900.
Nevada license 79863.
At Universal Men's Clinic, we focus on helping men suffering from low testosterone or ED. If you often feel low energy, have a decrease in your libido, or difficulty in the bedroom, you may have a treatable medical condition. These symptoms occur in many men over the age of 30. The medical staff at Universal Men's Clinic will evaluate your diagnosis and blood test to determine what medical treatments are available for you.
I'm Dr. Charles Arakaki for Universal Men's Clinic, where they specialize in treating erectile dysfunction and low testosterone. With modern medicine and the latest technology, patients experience a high level of care.
Come in for an office visit. For those with a treatable condition, the medical staff will create a customized treatment plan, including monitoring your progress in a professional and confidential atmosphere. Call Universal Men's Clinic at 702-430-6994. That's 702-430-6994. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day Love for Color sale and save 35% on paints and stains August 17th through the 20th. With 35% off, you can add a pop of color to any room. Perhaps a bit of SW Blissful Blue for the sunroom or some SW Hearty Orange in your kitchen. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store today. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Hey, it's Chris Fox. Do you ever look at your car or your truck and you have a ding, a dent, a scratch on the body or the bumper that's just driving you crazy and it makes you cringe? Well, if you're like me, it will drive you nuts. So do what I did. Call the experts at Dent Pro Las Vegas. Dent Pro will come to you and fix it on the spot. Dent Pro Mobile Paintless Dent Removal will send out a licensed certified tech and prices start at just $99 a dent. And if you have more than one dent, they'll give you a discount. Check out DentProLasVegas.com or call them at 702-368-DENT. That's 368-3368. And get it scheduled today.
For Han Nockfee with Nockfee Injury Law,
Imagine you've been injured in an accident. Now, do you want an assembly line law firm that treats you like a number and settles early for easy money? Hell no. You want an attorney who does everything in his power to translate knowledge and experience into big bucks in your pocket. Call me now for a free consultation at 702-INJURED.
If you've been hurt, knock me is the word. Call 702-INJURED.
Do you have type 1 or type 2 diabetes? Is your stomach full after just a few bites? Are you overwhelmed by nausea, vomiting, and abdominal pain? You may be suffering from diabetic gastroparesis. Doctors are looking for volunteers for an important research study evaluating an investigational drug for these symptoms. Go to mystomachstudy.com to see if you qualify. You must be at least 18 years old, have type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and have experienced some or all of these symptoms for at least 3 months. Study-related drugs, doctor visits, and tests will be provided to you at no cost. Compensation for time and travel may be available for qualified participants. For more information and to see if you qualify, call 702-745-5723 or visit mystomachstudy.com. That's 702-745-5723 or visit mystomachstudy.com. Call today, 702-745-5723, mystomachstudy.com.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an